The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the coldest Reno I've seen in 15 years. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined, as always, by my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca in the corner, and Dog Water Dick in the back studio. Booking a guest this week was not easy, but we've got some gems for you. We've got Vicky, and we've got Sam, an artist and a comedian.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I forgot Sam was a comedian.
Yeah.
He just looks like a teacher.
He's also that too.
Oh, okay.
Just because he has a cardigan on doesn't make jokes.
It's all right.
Yeah, can't judge people, a book by its cover, but actually he is a teacher.
That is true.
Really, not good.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Hey.
Yeah. Happy 2014
New Year. It's good to be back with you people.
It's been a long time.
It's been a couple weeks. I hope you enjoyed the Christmas episode with Riku. She very much enjoyed being here. She enjoyed Christmas immensely.
It was funny.
And then I took her to Nana's house for a week with Nana, and I came back and went bar hopping for 12 hours. So I had a fantastic Christmas day myself.
Wow.
That's a lot of work.
That's a long time, yeah.
I had a lovely traveling companion. We had a great time, and it was a hell of a Christmas day.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Traveling companion.
Drunk girls
traveling
are rad. What else?
Yeah.
What else happened Christmas break?
I drank heavily for 7 days. Yeah. I took Saturday off, Lord's Day rest, or the Sabbath. Yeah.
That's right.
I drank heavily for 7 days. How about
seven
you guys?
Nine, probably. just kidding. I had a nice, lovely Christmas there with the family. My dad came up from Texas and spent some time at the house. My daughter's two now. She really doesn't quite get Christmas, but she gets it a lot more than she did last year.
She understands opening presents.
Oh, yeah. She's very good at it.
Present day.
And she had about 30 fucking presents to open.
Hell yeah. That's...
So it took most of the day just to do that.
Right?
Yeah. I was cooking turkey, and her mom and her were opening presents for most of the day.
I remember Riku.
Is that code?
You'll open a present, and then she'll want to play with it, not open the next one.
Well, and my niece, who's seven, she opens all the presents, and she had about the same amount of presents, open them all in 10 minutes. Like one to the next. My daughter would get sidetracked.
Oh,
Riku
had half of her stuff open before I had my coffee.
Jesus Christ. Now, in my family, we have a tradition on both sides where, like, one at a time, everybody pays attention while one person opens a gift.
Yep.
That's how we do it. It's very neat. It's very orderly. Nazi-like.
My mom's side of the family does things, too.
And then I saw Dave's family's Christmas. There was a bunch of kids there and a bunch of parents, and it was like they just said, go. And everybody dove on the tree and just shred. It was madness. It was like a hurricane of Christmas joy.
Wow. Awesome.
See, I kind of let Riku just do that because Christmas morning myself, Riku, Cheyenne, and Zach. They were like, you know, we each had a present. And then Riku had 30 fucking presents. So I was like, here, I'll hold on to mine. Why don't you open up another one, honey?
It's good to be a princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Christina and I each had about two or three presents. And Allison really got so many presents. I was like, what the hell?
Parenthood, when Christmas stops being about you.
Right. My wife kept them all in the basement. I went down to wrap the presents, and I was like, have you been buying her shit all year? She's like, yeah, I thought she needed this. Thought she needed this.
Guilty. I do that for Riku.
Yeah.
Because at Christmas, I'm broke. I don't have money to go spend on all that.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids in my house, and we spent 3 hours opening presents for three adults.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
It must be nice. All of you are a little slow.
Mimosas.
Maybe. No.
Pack of three baseball adults. Cards all individually wrapped.
Yeah. No, there were some good presents for three adults.
That's
it was
awesome.
Really nice. Yeah.
That's
felt
awesome.
Really spoiled.
It's a good Christmas.
Yeah.
That was a good Christmas.
Yeah. What about you, Sam? How was your Christmas?
Basically the same as what everybody else is talking about. And, you know, there's like
niece and like two nieces. So basically, yeah, nothing for me. And I bought a bunch of shit. So they had a great time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Christmas, right?
Yeah,
well,
this really.
All about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I expect anything.
It's nice if a friend gets you a thoughtful thing here and there. You know, somebody's thinking of you. That's great. But it's about making kids believe in magic.
Yeah, that's basically it. One of the nieces still believes in Santa. So, you know, just talking about Santa parking a sled and getting down the chimney. But there's no chimney, you know, I'm trying to come up with creative ways to make it happen. So, yeah. And she's just
a skeleton key.
Right.
Santa has a skeleton key to all the homes in the world.
I just told her, you know, he stops time.
Yeah. Magic, he can do it's
magic
every once.
He breaks the window, fixes it. The time stop. It doesn't matter.
My mom said he was smoke and magic, and he'd come through the dumbwaiter in our apartment building and sneak in
like
under the door.
Like an evil mist.
like a fog or something.
Scary. Like, so he's a ghost. Yeah.
Really is good stuff behind that.
Later we'll have some fucking fun.
Yeah.
Last chance to play that.
Right. Right, because we are. Yeah, go ahead, Nick.
We are talking about Christmas, yeah.
We're still. Oh, okay, gotcha.
We can move on past Christmas to New Year's if you'd like to.
How was your New Year's?
Well, I would like to say my mom's Christmas was awesome.
Yay.
I got to see my grandma. And it was a little sad because my. My aunt wasn't there, and she's always with us every year. This was the first year without her, so that's kind of a bummer. But the two little, my nephews, just like you guys are saying, dude, about the kids, it was awesome watching them. My nephews are fucking funny, dude. They're so funny. These two little blonde kids, and one's like that big, and one's that big. They're like,
it's approximately
year apart,
four
you know?
And four and a half feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm telling this story in the room. I forgot we're on the air. one's like 3 feet tall. One's about 2 feet tall. Or something.
Okay, I'm a little bit high and to the left.
I'm trying to gauge it.
He's shaped like a skateboard.
Anyway, that
lucky
was
for Nick. He is not alone.
It was Rory's idea. But the cool part, like New Year's came and all that, but I got to see my son the day after New Year's for a few days, so that was really nice.
That's great.
Yeah, see my grown-up kid. You know,
totally. Yeah, I saw that picture of him online. He looks like a blonde you that I met a bunch of years ago kind of thing.
Trippy.
He's a spitting image these days.
Yeah. Ginger Nick.
I like that. That should be his, like, Twitter.
So, yeah, that was fun. And we went over to Mikey's mom's place, and they do the white elephant gift. Do you guys ever do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My
white elephant parties, they're fun.
Yeah, everybody takes one present under the tree, and then they open it, and if they like it, they keep it.
If they don't like it, they can put it back in the pile.
No, you can't put it back in the pile.
Oh, you can switch with somebody else who already has one.
You're stuck with it until somebody steals it from you.
Yeah,
right.
Stuck until someone steals it from you. If they steal it, you can go get another one.
That's how I ended up with a Pope beer mug and frisbee set.
Nice.
It's an actual chalice and patent that has this wonderful hand-painted image of Pope John Paul II on it.
That sounds beautiful.
Yes, it's lovely. It was given to a church that my mom worked for, and the pastor hated it, and so he snuck it into a white elephant party after hiding it from the housekeeper a bunch of times, who thought it was lovely. Mm-hmm. And my mom got it and said, no, I'm taking this.
Yeah.
And then when I grew up and moved out, she gave me all of her tacky religious stuff.
She bequeathed it to you?
Yeah. Oh, the big-ass broken crucifix here in this house that Rick's got. Like, tons of...
I love that.
Ugly, ugly, awesome, ugly, tacky religious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mm. I got a liar's dice game this time.
Did you?
Like a liar's dice set?
Nobody ever wants to play that shit.
Four cups and 20 dice. You know?
Fuck yeah.
Anytime you want to play, I'm down. Nobody ever wants to
play liars.
We'll bring the set over to your house.
Say I'll play Refusal.
Right.
I refuse to do that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm with you guys. Yeah. I miss liar's dice.
I do too. Liar's dice games back at the Blue Lamp were some
That's as
epic,
good as poker.
Yeah.
Mm. It really is.
It is.
It's as good as poker.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time we go, we should sit down and play liars.
That's a good idea.
Totally.
And shun those other ones.
Yeah,
totally.
Be like, you're not cool.
Well, hey, let's break into song here.
Tim's just jokes.
Oh, God.
Can we break into song?
Yeah, you guys know sure, Kumbaya? Yeah.
Kumbaya.
What do you got for us this week, Chewy?
I brought in some old shit. First song that I'm going to play is from 10 Ton. They were like a legendary Reno funk band.
Cool. Well, they were called 10 Ton
Newman. 10 Ton Newman.
10 Ton Newman. Yes, now I remember.
The album that this is from, released in 2001, just says 10 Ton, so I just decided to go with whatever they were calling themselves at that point. Maybe Newman sued them or something.
Yeah, maybe they had to take the Newman off.
But this song is actually a song that was written by another band called Secondhand Jive.
Yeah.
And 10 Ton's doing their version of it. Same singer, so same thing. It's called Paperboy. You got that, Rick?
Yep, I sure do.
All right.
Let's listen.
Woke up at like 6 a.m. I reached up, slammed down my alarm again. I rolled down the stairs, giving a big flex. Now I'm hopping on my BMX. I got my paper bag up over my shoulder. I bump laws, baby, hopping over boulders. Rolling down West 3rd, now I'm hitting first. Gotta climb a hill, but my heart's gonna burst. See, only 14, sucked in the machine. Daddy got me chasing this trail of green. I'm up early, waking before dawn. My friends are still sleeping, and yo, I'm gone. I'm like chasing that check from day to day, because I gotta find a way that I can get paid. I gotta do it like this for now, and I'm making the cash, and just don't ask how. It's coming quickly, it's coming kinda swift. It's every other week, and I got a little miss. Got a lady that loves it when I take her out. I got money, and she screams and shouts my name, cause I got a little game, and never been ashamed. And that's how it goes, I get paid check for check, and I'm not perplexed, because I lay it down, baby, and I maybe get sexed. It's when I'm kicking the jam, you gotta know who I am. It's like a paper boy. Ha, my life got no joy. I gotta kick it like this, cause we slow it, kids, when you can feel the vibe.
A lot of wood here, man. This is a hit.
Kicking it like a paper boy, my life, it has no joy. I got no time to play with my toys. And well, let me tell you, fellas, I ain't got no more money, cause I spent it on my honey. You see, and having this lady is such an expensive hobby, when all I really needed was one to slob me. But days go by and so does my cash. I spent it all on this fly piece of ass. But back to the work and Tuesday comes, I gotta get a little money so I can rub bums. It's like that cause it's all trade. I like a lady and I love to get laid. I'm only a child, but I'm a wild. I get a lot of this, it's my own style. I'm like a paper boy, and I go day to day. But check the extra extra, cause I'm serious, lady. It's a
you see, my pockets got locked, so if you are the one to rock my jock, baby, I hope you're not expecting to catch in my thoughts. While you were grabbing my ass and trying to lick my cash, I couldn't find one reason why I touched your gas, cause I don't need a rash. She's running around my bedroom like wild game.
It's tough, you know about it.
You ain't got nothing to say, so put your shovel away. There'll be no digging today. Your little gold digging picture should be put on display.
Now check it out. We're gonna make you shout. That's what it's all about. Back on the plan, the American dream. Everybody's chasing the golden theme, trying to make money and buy themselves a house. Lock down and find yourself a spouse. Couple kids and a dog in the yard. Hopefully you got cars for charge. That's how it goes, everybody's banking, and only got themselves to be thanking.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
That was tight.
That was funky.
Uncle Rick, let's listen to some more.
Not now, Riku.
That was fun. It's all dancing.
Totally. No, they were a fun band. Thanks for reminding me of them.
Good late night party band at a bar. Everybody starts dancing.
Like, everybody wants to dance. You can still have a conversation.
Really good.
If you're outside on the porch, maybe.
Right. And by conversation, I mean making out. That's kind of what I was going with that, as opposed to an actual conversation.
You can totally do that in the dark corner.
Because there weren't any of those in Reno bars in the early 2000s.
There aren't any now.
Can't be.
A lot of places are a lot more well-lit these days, actually.
Yeah, I'm in a nice old dark place.
Dark bars, yeah. Reno, bring back a couple of dark bars.
Yeah,
like the blue lamp.
It doesn't help to see who you're making out with.
Right?
Oftentimes, cases.
Well, like, think about the old blue lamp. That was kind of a dark bar. Now you walk in, same space, Red Rock, very bright.
Yeah.
Well, think about the Zephyr.
Zephyr.
Right?
Formerly a dark shithole.
Now it's like a black hole.
Fucking Walmart in there.
Travertine and crap.
I haven't been in there in like 10 years, but I do remember it being dark.
Right, it's very different now. It's a very different bar now.
They renovated it?
Oh, it's
they call it Z-Bar.
Z-bar. It's a drink, you know, cocktail bar kind of thing. Yeah.
It's totally cool, but it seems kind of dark to me. There's some little corners in there with some big fluffy chairs.
I was reading like the Yelp reviews on the Z-bar, and somebody said, I went there in the old days, and there was people doing blow on the bar.
Chicks dancing in
smelled like shit.
Yeah.
But now it's very nice.
Did someone fart?
No, I wasn't there for any of those.
Neither was I.
No. That was before my time.
Heard about it. Right. Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that one's fantastic.
I know. Yeah, that's so I got a couple of nice natural. And a little bit of
just her spazzy laugh.
You know, yeah. She always laughs inappropriately. Like, you know, Riku, do you remember last year when my little dog died? God.
Well, because she's remembering the little dog.
So insensitive.
Right. I know. She doesn't care about anybody.
So let's turn a little spotlight here on our guests.
We have guests?
Yes, we have Sam and we have Vicky. Sam joins us as both a part of Empire Comedy and Improv. And Rain Shadow High
That's
School.
Right. Yeah.
And Vicky is over here with us on behalf of our good friends at Reno Artworks.
Reno Artworks and Rain Shadow.
And Rain Shadow as well. Yep. Oh, okay, great. I was Eric Shapiro was supposed to be on the show today and like totally flaked on my ass. And he called these lovely rock stars up like less than two hours before the show and got them in here. So
we're probably better off.
They're heroes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We
got 2-for-1.
Eric's a big jerk, but out of everybody who's ever canceled on us, he's the only cancellation who sought his own replacement.
Yeah, well, you know, so in the teaching
right, world, he does get a ding overall.
What did you see?
You got to find a substitute if you're going to miss
class.
And who better to have as a substitute as a couple of teachers?
Right. It's fitting.
So, who do I start with? What do you got going on, Sam?
Well, we got a show coming up. Empire's got a show coming up, actually, with Eric if he shows up.
Isn't it about him or something?
It is about him. So I hope he shows up.
Yeah.
So that's coming up Saturday in a few days, and he'll be doing his life, and we'll be making fun of it.
That is a show worth seeing. Future mayor of Reno, that is a show worth seeing.
Yeah. So, come on down for that.
How long have you been with Empire?
3-4 years, probably, somewhere in there.
Like, and they and they're only about like what 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5 years old, yeah.
You're close to the beginning.
About 60 or 70%. Original cast member.
And you knew Tim Dufresne then, right?
I did a lot of stuff with Tim.
Yeah, yeah. Tim's a great good old friend of ours. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on
Is Tim doing
one.
Good? Does anybody know?
Yeah.
I mean, he moved away and,
he's
right?
in Chicago.
He's in Harlem last time I talked
really?
To him.
Really?
No shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're really like, he's in Chicago, Harlem. No, he's in Seattle.
I know.
I want to say
he was in Chicago.
He
for a
was.
Short
That's where he left for.
Yeah. Well, it's on the way to Harlem.
It is on the way. Yeah, it's about 1,000 miles.
On geography, good.
He's got like one of the whitest people I've ever known. What's he doing in Harlem?
Oh, no.
Harlem's different now.
You know,
Jesus.
I guess the mayor cleaned it up. He's at Columbia University. He loves it. Well, he's not. His girlfriend is. His wife is.
Oh, right.
So he's just staying.
So he's just a hanger on.
Right. He just
as usual, Tim.
Yeah, he plays video games and writes comedy. He's
living
having
the dream.
A good time. He's living the dream. Yeah.
Tell lots of jokes to my mirror.
But that's excellent. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
And where does Empire do shows these days?
You know, we're down at the Potentialist Workshop down there on Dickerson. I've been there, about a year. Every Saturday night around 8 o'clock, we try to do a show. So
excellent.
We're going to do one this Saturday and looking forward to Eric telling some stories.
I look forward to you making fun of Eric. Stories. Unfortunately, they're not. They're probably not all ages stories.
Probably
or
not.
Humor.
No.
Not if they're any good.
Yeah. Right.
And oh, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was going to say, you guys got some sort of like a website or something so you can tell what's going on?
Thank you, Chewy. Thanks, Chewy. Yeah, go to empire.com, empireimprov.com. Thanks, Chewy. I should have said that. Yeah. That's a great plug.
Well, yeah, because I mean, if you can't, maybe you don't hear the show till after Saturday.
Go ahead, drive, dude. I'm cool. Yeah.
I was just curious where I could find out about shows.
No, I forgot, too. Yeah.
No, I forgot as well.
So I do follow you on your Facebook page.
No way. That's cool, man.
One of the likes on your page.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Thanks, man. That's really cool. So, yeah, we have a website that's actually maintained by Michael Lewis, who's the founder of Empire and did a lot of stuff with Tim and Ben Craig. And now it's Michael Lewis, Ben Craig, Dave Gormley, myself, and a bunch of other people, and Eric Shapiro.
Cool.
So, as a monologist. Cool. But yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah,
some sort of list of events and everything on the
it's got everything we're doing for the foreseeable future.
And do you still do like improv workshops and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we still do that. Drop in. Well, I don't know about that. Will be on the website, but usually there's several, and those are Sundays. And you come down and just do like level one. Drop in.
Right.
Just introduction to
improv.
Learn how to let go a little.
Yeah, let go and be in the moment, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So, Michael's a great teacher, and Ben is also, and I learned a bunch from Tim. So, just for being able to talk to people and listening, it really helped me out a lot. Teaching for 10 years helped, but improv really helped. I'm okay, now I can really listen. Not thinking about, what I want to say. Like, when this person shuts up, I'm going to say this, because I'm going to say something brilliant. not even listening to what this person's saying.
What?
Yeah, exactly. What's your name? Yeah,
I was thinking of what
that's a really good point, especially with improv, and that you have to know what they just said to have an appropriate response.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go, okay, well, I'll catch you next week.
Right, yeah. right. It's reacting and responding. So it's just, and improv is two different things. Reacting is just flashing, just boom, I'm just going to go right away. Responding is taking in what they're saying, letting it hit you. And then
incorporating.
Right. And then responding. Because, like, in a natural relationship, with anything.
Are we boring you?
No. I was just
Are
thinking.
You boring yourself?
I was just thinking about things I was going to say. I was like, I forgot what I was saying. I get bored with what I was saying. But, that's all it is. It's just being in the moment and listening to what the scene partner is saying. Like what you're saying, or what Chewy's saying.
That helps you out in life, not only in performing, but it helps you, communicate with people by
being able to
think on your feet a little bit.
Quick-witted.
Yeah.
It's useful.
Considerate.
It makes me a better person. Considerate's the right word. It has made me a better person, for sure, and being more comfortable with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of thinking about what people are thinking about me, which is some metacognitive BS,
don't take the brown acid.
Yeah, right. I was thinking about three levels of different stuff. So just really concentrating on the syllables that are coming out of their mouths. Mm-hmm. What are they saying?
Sure, that makes you a much better listener.
Mm-hmm, better person.
Yep.
Don't listen to season one of this show.
That's funny.
Oh, but you are listeners. Please go back and listen to them.
The first second half of season one.
Speaking of which, we are coming up on the end of our third season here at the end of the month.
Jesus, how many episodes do we have?
We're right about at we've got to be at least 175 somewhere in that range.
Are you serious?
Easily.
You don't know off the top of your head though.
No, we're coming close to 200 because each of our seasons have averaged about 45 episodes per season.
So that's 3 years.
This year we skipped a lot more.
That's 135.
Yeah. And that's not counting best ofs either. So yeah, we're rolling up on 200 episodes here shortly, and I would like to thank our long term standing sponsor, Reno Computer Fix. Reno Computer Fix, located on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. Go check the boys out and have them fix your computer. RenoComputerFix.net. They're awesome, and the boys and now Michelle. Our good friend Michelle from way back in the day now works there. So,
cool, sweet.
Like Michelle, you would know Michelle, Rick, but she's a girl, so you don't remember her name.
Right.
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
Tell them you heard it on the podcast.
Yeah, please do.
They'll totally hook you up.
They'll
extra.
Give us better sponsorship next month.
They'll hook you up anyway, but if you tell them you heard about them through us, they'll hook you up extra.
Yeah.
Like free stickers and shit.
Help a brother out. No, help some brothers out.
We have a couple listeners out there.
Like 14, I think, this year we made it to.
Okay. Yeah. Well, could be.
So, Vicky, how about you? What about you at Reno Artworks? What are you doing over there working with the Shapiro man?
The Shapiro man, that's funny. I'm going on my third year with Reno Artworks. We started over there on Spokane
now,
off of 4th
Are
Street.
You a resident artist there? Is that what they would call you?
I'm a resident artist. Yeah. I hold down the corner in the back of the studio. And I like it back there in my little corner. But I get to view all the art, music, poets, all the craziness that goes on at Reno Artworks. So it's pretty awesome.
And I've seen a lot of craziness there.
A lot of craziness, but good craziness. Creative
Half-naked
craziness. Half
guy with a shovel pounding sand.
Heard about that.
The artist.
Were at the bathhouse or at the...
That was...
performance.
That was a weird... And I just caught the tail end of that, and that was weird.
He was delivering the... pleasure or something to Reno and paradise. He was delivering paradise to Reno, and we're still shoveling out all that dirt he left upstairs. Every once in a while, somebody walks hard and it rains down on whatever you're working on underneath there. So
nice.
It's like, yeah, it's pretty nice. And the guys work really hard. Pan and Eric really work really hard, and we're connected with the Potentialists down the street from us on Dickerson. So it's starting to become a really good community thing.
And those creepy carrot and stick people next door.
The carrot and stick people.
Carrot and Stick Productions.
Oh, I love them.
Why is Uncle Felix sleeping again?
Why, honey?
Felix likes to drink.
Felix and Jess are awesome. They put on great music festival this summer. Being on Dickerson Road is awesome.
Cherry Bear Records started in this very studio right next to Dogwater.
Oh, see.
That festival they do there on Dickerson now used to be held right in the backyard here.
Mm. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's Rick's.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Rick and Jess's.
Oh, I can't even imagine. That was awesome. I was like working on art that whole day and all that great music on the street. The whole street's awesome, but Reno.
Maybe I'll get
best.
To go this year.
It was totally fun.
Yeah. It's okay. I miss Marianne Arkey. We all suck.
I went to all of that. I rule.
Fine. Yeah. Nick is the best.
That's why you're the clown prince of Reno.
The clown prince.
I'm sorry. Freudian slip.
I'll take it.
No, I think that's radder.
I prefer it.
Yeah.
I don't think
I'm that funny, though. I'm like funny, but I'm... Or what is it when you're funny, but you're not trying to be funny? You know what I mean?
You're funny.
Right. You're just funny.
I just call that stoned.
You dork?
I don't know. I think
you mean dork.
Taste the freshness. Taste the sensation. Dork. Peppermint patties.
Let's reset with some music, man.
That sounds good.
I'm confused. I'm not sure where we are. And I need to
All
take
right.
a pee break, too.
I got some Worm. Worm was a great band in the early 90s here. Very short-lived, but played some great shit.
Missed those concerts.
Yep.
They were so good.
Yeah, all great musicians. They're all doing their own thing now. So if you want to listen to Tom's Truck.
Anybody notable doing something notable?
The singer from this band, Tavin Anderson, he's playing drums for a band called White Manna, who just toured Europe and is kicking ass out of Humboldt County now.
Nice.
Very cool.
The bass player, I think, is in prison, maybe.
Doing something.
Drummer Scott Loring, he's a vocal badass.
Fuck that guy.
Keyboard player and guitar player both moved up to Seattle and are doing their own little things up there. So...
Oh, right on then.
They probably all have good jobs.
I miss this band.
Yeah, they're rad. You got it, Rick?
Yep, ready to go.
All right.
Take my eyes, yes, no, scream,
Yeah.
Shit's super good. Powerful.
You gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
Chewy, I thought you liked that.
I said that like a year ago, and Rick recorded it and just plays it for you guys.
Way to pull the curtain back.
Riku, why does that not make sense?
That was out of context.
Riku, you are so cool.
I'm the wind, baby.
Oh, my God.
New Riku's right.
I love at Christmas, we always get new Riku. And so I got, and you guys, literally, I got 60 new Rikus.
This year as opposed to years past, she's like way more present in the whole recording
a little
in the
bit
studio.
Into the joke too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and you know what I got a lot of this year that I didn't get in years past was,
what's that?
Oh, words.
Yeah, no, she kept asking what things meant.
Right.
Because normally, we're getting her to say things that are very inappropriate.
You're talking about
glazed donuts. But she's not, I don't want to explain to her why it's funny. You know, like, you know, she wants to know why I'm asking her to say this.
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Oh, my God. That's what I mean.
Paint restoration, honey. Paint restoration.
Not a body work.
She didn't ask about that one, but she could have, you know? And I was like, how do I explain? What story do I make up why I'm saying, you know?
Well, you know how Uncle Jess, like, can work on cars and stuff. She can stand.
Right. Oh, and then this, you know, if we said something horrible and racist, then Riku could say,
Namastizzle?
But that was immediately followed by,
what is Namastizzle?
But that's not, you know, we're not hiding anything with that one. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, here, let me be Alex Trebek, and then she's on Jeopardy, O'Carity. What is a state of bliss after a miss? Oh, fuck, I don't know what this is. I don't know what the definition of Namastizzle is.
What is?
Oh, how about this, Riku?
What is a blessing for peace?
No, you guys are so bad. What would Snoop Dogg call a blessing for, right?
Right.
You got to start it with.
Okay,
no. Snoop Dogg calls this, is what Snoop Dogg calls the state of bliss that you get.
Should we just say something horribly bigoted about faggots?
Can we go back?
And then we have to say, Namastizzle.
What is Namastizzle?
or she could play the fun game with Jill.
Namastizzle.
What is Namastizzle?
And then a little Mikey.
The real one.
Namaste.
Are you sure, Mikey?
Namaste.
No, she's not quite sure. So, let's get back to the serious nature of our show.
You both work at Rain
No, we
Shadow.
Do. Yeah, we have guests here. Yeah. Why are you here? Why are you in my studio?
Explain the school to us a little bit. Like, is it a year-round school? Is it? Yeah,
it's a high school.
It's a high school.
It's a high school. You get a Nevada high school diploma, but it's a charter school, so it's alternative education.
Oh, cool!
Yay, charter schools.
When you say alternative,
I should have sent my
son
there.
Doesn't sound good.
It's
right. But you know, and that's kind of a misnomer. Talking to people, when I say alternative, I don't mean like, hey,
like Evergreen College. Right. Kind of bullshit.
No.
Make up your own program.
Right.
No.
You know, everybody
like
plays Limp Bizkit and listens to Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's piercings. No, I meant, you know, what I mean, is I can't get my tenses right, is it's a different setting for students that might not be successful wherever they're at.
In the traditional public education system.
Right.
And it's geared towards meeting them. And engaging them in project-based learning, but also in the arts, culinary, and in really trying to find their
everybody
creative.
On the staff is into art somehow. That's true. Including our principal.
Mm-hmm.
So we have actors and musicians and dancers and painters
writers,
like me and writers and comedians and poets. Yeah.
Okay, so it's creative kids who probably got in trouble, not slow kids.
Right.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
You would have.
I don't know.
You would have gone to this school had it existed in the 80s.
I would have.
Right. And we get a lot of kids.
You wouldn't have. You're not an artist.
No, but I was definitely not working out with mainstream education.
Yeah.
Maybe they had put me someplace where I could find my own interests instead of force feeding me this, you know, right. The basic school curriculum.
A lot of the kids
are
artists, but they come to us because they know that the artists are going to give them a chance, and mm-hmm. we give them a chance.
Or at least a different way of doing
things.
A different way of doing things.
Yeah, we talk to them differently. They call us by our first names.
I'd say that's
kind of cool.
That's true, Vicky. That's the community piece is probably what we do best. That is really a family and a community, and everybody really loves each other.
That's great. A lot of kids need that.
Education, that doesn't really go together.
I've been a couple art bake sale shows a couple of times when we first got back in town, and it seemed like these kids were actively engaged in their own education.
They are.
Right.
Because they were all taking responsibility for the event.
Right.
Right.
And we put it on them. You want this, then you got to do it with us. It's not us doing for you. And we get a lot more involvement, not only in the classroom, but for events.
And I'll retract that early statement. Love and public education don't go together. That's not true. That
doesn't work for everybody.
Exactly. It doesn't. Yeah. Yeah. One size doesn't fit all is what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. And
that's a great resource to have for kids because, like I said, when I was in high school, the only option was to go to Wash O High just to try to make up credits. And that's a good thing to have, too, but it's not any alternative to, an actual public school. And public school didn't work for me at all. And I graduated. Or I didn't graduate. I had 4 credits at the end of my high school career.
Yeah.
Dropped out after my junior year.
Yeah.
And, there wasn't another option for me.
Right.
Except, just to drop out. So it's good that kids have, something else to do now.
The charter thing in Reno is relative. Like since I've moved here, it's relatively new.
It is
10 or 15 years. Yeah, yeah. It's
what's
it's
that ICDA place?
That's the same.
I can do anything.
Bent. Mm-hmm. I can.
It's
do
like
anything.
You. So you guys do a similar thing. Do you guys compete against each other? Do you hate them?
No.
Do you gang fight?
No.
We dance.
Screw those guys. Yeah. Right?
No.
Your teachers suck.
Right.
West Side Story dance off.
Really.
No,
you've been served.
Each school draws in a different group of kids that weren't making it in the traditional system for whatever reason. We get a lot of the arts kids. We get a lot. I like to tell people we have more piercings and tattoos in our building than the whole city of Reno. But the kids are cool. They're awesome and they're wonderful and I love them. They're a lot of work. A lot of work. They expect you to step up to the plate because they're tired of having adults who fail them. And so you work hard to meet that for them, but then we require them to step up to the plate and meet us halfway. So it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, and going back to what you were saying, Rick, with ICDA and all the rest of the charter schools, and there's quite a few of them, they all serve a particular group of people or different alternative educational settings that are suited to that group, and they have their own identity and culture. So I think in a lot of ways – it's better to have more and not to necessarily compete and go after each other, but to foster those relationships and
find the right environment.
Right. Find the right environments, find the right balance, and find the right place for those kids. And those
so,
students.
Like, maybe all the queers go to ICU.
Is that what you're saying?
Or is it
no.
a money thing?
No. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. I don't want to fight any ICDA teachers. What are you talking about?
Rick, take that back.
Rick, retract that.
Namastizzle. Namastizzle.
Oh, yeah.
This is where namaste goes.
Namaste.
Oh, don't you feel better?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to get maybe your take on this as educators. Because I'm coming into this as a parent of a daughter in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And talking to other parents I know, whether at her school or just friends of mine, who are also parents, I'm seeing a lot of parents start to look at charter schools not, I don't want to say as like a legitimate replacement, but as like they want to avoid the public school system and just go to the charter program before their kids even start to get in trouble and find out they don't fit.
Right.
They want to put them in these alternative environments.
Right.
Right. We are now almost at capacity at our school, and we have a waiting list, which is a good...
And last year, you guys were
closed.
Under danger of closing.
Yeah, we almost closed.
Yeah.
Emily and Eric called in and talked to us about that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's we got true. A couple of
We had
of
another teacher in here with that was playing in a band that was talking about Rain Shadow too.
Pan.
Was that who
Pan?
Pan works there.
He works there. That's what we're talking about. It's probably somebody who works there.
He's the curator of Reno Artworks, and he's one of our teachers. So, yeah, there's several of us. There's four of us that are attached to Reno Artworks in some way and teach at the school. So we're all got our hands in the community in some way, and then we bring that into the classroom, and then we bring the kids into what we're doing as
well.
So.
That's great. And that's a trend I've been seeing in Reno for the last decade or so, is the young people staying a part of the community instead of bailing and getting out of town as soon as they graduate.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm just talking to Brett Curtis over at Holland Project, and a lot of those people that stayed in the community or came back to the community are investing in the community and working with the kids. And that's cool. And not bailing to Seattle or Portland. Not that those cities aren't great.
No, but that's what people did. Back in the 90s.
Well, all the talent would leave and never come back.
Yeah, they'd go
and
to
only
Seattle.
Not until they were like 30 and it'd ruin their lives. Ruin their lives somewhere else.
Yeah, they're like, I got to stay at my mom's house. Call me. I'm at my mom's.
Same number.
Same number, bro.
I moved back to Reno to get away from drugs and stuff.
That's funny.
Well, we'd like to show the kids that there's something here, that there's a community. I grew up someplace else. I grew up in a big city, but this is my home.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And I want the kids to realize that they're already here, and a lot of people are coming here to make this their home, but this is their home already. And they need to know that there's something else going on in the community. And
I've always said, why go to San Francisco and be another Bic lighter like everybody else?
Right.
Where you can be in Reno and start your own bonfire.
That's true. We have a lot of kids at Rain Shadow that are artistic minded. And since all of us are in the arts somewhere in the community, we have all found a little bit of success doing what we do. He's found success doing his stand-up comedy. I found success doing my art. I had two huge successful shows in a year, and I brought the kids with me. I wanted them to see, look, this is what's here for you. You can have this too. It's not just for me. So that's part of being
that's
a teacher. Yeah.
Yay. Well, I think it's about time for...
Oh, really? Are we going to do that?
Special music.
This has been such a nice show so far.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes this doesn't go well.
This is going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You've
heard the show before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Just get crazy.
Now it's time to take our shirts off. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Sam, if you would, just lie on the ground in between all of us. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world.
Okay.
Where I'm going to ask you a series of awkward, mostly awkward questions, and then score you randomly while I judge you silently.
This is the point where you realize you're not going to want any of your students to hear this.
Good point, Rick.
Hopefully we didn't tell them you're coming.
No.
And if you're under 18, please don't listen to our show and tell all of your friends about it. All right, so here we go. Question number one. Start with an easy one. When drinking heavily, Sam.
Yeah.
What's your favorite drunk food?
Pizza.
Cold or warm?
Either.
All American answer.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. That's a different kind of answer. Point.
Oh, but phallically, they just picked the opposite sex.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That's very astute.
The cheesy triangle versus the meaty log.
Oh, God.
Somebody's, as soon as you said it,
somebody's
was
really thinking in it.
Jesus. Rick's the psychoanalyst. Yes. That's why he sits in the back room with his pipe.
Hey, Freud
a
even
notepad.
Said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Other times,
it's a big dick.
Oh, nasty. So,
don't be gross, Rick.
That's fine.
What would your last meal on this green earth be?
Spaghetti.
With or without meat.
Some Hunt's tomato sauce?
Some Hunt's, yeah. You know, I'm the... I don't know, man.
Homemade out of
homemade,
a jar?
Homemade, yeah, homemade, man. Definitely. Turkey spaghetti is what I've been eating a lot of lately.
Yeah, okay.
It's good for you.
Yeah, it's good. It's lean meat. It's tasty.
Crab legs.
Mmm.
With lots of butter.
Lots of butter.
I like that answer.
Good answer.
What was the first album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought. Jesus.
Way back in the
Boys to Men, maybe Motown Philly. Cool. Yeah, I don't know, man. Long, it's been a long time. I don't know.
New Jack Swing era.
Yeah. Early 1990s. Yes. You know. I don't know. Probably before that. I can't remember. You know. I want to say I probably had Michael Jackson or something, but I can't remember. Like on tape or something.
That's a first. Music's just not that important to you, I guess.
What's your first comedy record?
First comedy record? Oh, it's over here.
Oh, no, he was asking.
Steve Martin.
There you go. You remember that, though.
The one with the balloon animal on his head on the cover?
Yeah.
I listened to that 1,000 times. I still have a copy of
that
on record.
It's on my record player right now.
Oh, I love King Tut.
Let's get small.
I'm so mad at my mother.
Yeah.
She had the nicest pussy. I was talking about her cat.
Yeah, I was talking about her cat. Meow.
Good times. All right. That counts. That's a good album. That's an album.
Right.
They don't really make comedy albums like that anymore, but that counts. Darling?
This is going to show my age. The first Menudo band.
Ooh, the first Menudo.
Yeah.
I think that's probably my favorite answer to that question.
That's even pre-Ricky Martin.
That's pre-Ricky Martin.
Nobody ever says Menudo.
Menudo.
I
thought that was just food. I didn't know it was about
it. They were after the Jacksons. They were the original boy. Okay, after the Beatles and the Jacksons. They were the original boy band.
Original Mexican boy band.
No, right. Hey, wait a minute. They were Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Right. All right. Oh. Puerto Rican boy band.
Puerto Rican.
Sorry.
Not white or black.
I'm the Latin guy in the room. I don't know.
I guess you can make that mistake.
Mexican guy trying to steal Menudo.
Dude, could we...
Yeah, they have Menudo in Mexico and Puerto Rico, I guess, huh? Yeah.
The band originated in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
The first
Face.
One.
Yeah. Face.
Sorry.
That's for her. And that's for him.
Face.
Let's jump over to some rapid fire questions from Mr. Ramirez.
Uh-oh. Your first rapid fire, and we'll go in reverse. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Black licorice or red licorice?
Neither. Gross.
Red liquors.
Popcorn or peanuts?
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Okay. Football or baseball?
Football.
Football.
Okay. Hockey or soccer?
Soccer.
Oh, come on, Nick.
Hockey.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Gross.
I can beat AIDS. I don't know if I can beat cancer.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
Shit or a puke?
Puke.
Diarrhea.
Let's see. I'm stuck on food today for some reason.
Yeah, me too.
Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Love Joan Jett.
Pat Benatar.
Mm-hmm. All right. 50-50.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars. Oh, no fair.
Star Wars. That's a tough one.
Star Trek.
Nice.
Let's see. I like that.
Gay or ginger?
Oh, back to the good ones. All right. Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Gay.
Shaven or hairsuit?
Would you say hairy?
Yeah,
hairsuit. Hairsuit.
H-I-R-S-U-T-E.
I got you. Yeah,
hairsuit.
Not
hairsuit. It's when girls don't shave.
The Wolfman boys.
You mean like Bush or natural?
Like everywhere.
Hairsuit.
Everywhere.
Yeah. A natural's cool.
Shaved or 70s?
You said 70s.
Shaved.
I have one. Jan or Marsha?
Jan.
Oh, so obviously Partridge Family or Brady Bunch?
Partridge Family.
Partridge Family.
Okay.
They have more talent.
That's true. Although Davy Jones was on the Brady Bunch.
That was the Monkees.
That was the Monkees.
Yeah. Well, but he was still he guest starred on it.
That was like DeBarge going onto the Facts of Life, dude. That doesn't even count.
Oh, speaking of that.
Speaking of DeBarge.
Facts of Life right, or
that,
Different
that
Strokes?
One took y'all a second.
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Okay. And for your last DeBarge. Rapid fire.
Oh no, DeBarge or Prince?
Prince.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's easy. Yeah, the better question is Prince or Michael Jackson?
Prince.
Would you rather go to a Led Zeppelin concert or get run over by a car?
Led Zeppelin concert.
Oh. Well, there's, yeah. That's we're funny. Missing again. Meth or Mountain Dew?
Oh, yeah.
Mountain Dew. Come on,
man. Coldplay or herpes?
Coldplay.
Nice.
And finally,
if you had to live in a world with only Star Wars, was it? Would they both answer Star Wars?
Mm-hmm. No, they did both ways.
That was a split.
Was well, then that's right. I don't hate that question when it's split. You
but
know
just
what I mean?
Force them to answer it anyway.
Okay. If you had to live in a world with either Star Trek or Star Wars.
No, just Star Wars or the Beatles.
Okay.
But Star Wars or the Beatles.
You can only have one in the world.
Star Beatles, Wars. By far.
No, yeah. Star Wars.
Star Wars blows.
Beatles are great.
even if they like Trek better, they still have an opinion on that question.
Okay. All right. Cool. You guys did pretty well.
I'm going to say the lovely and talented Sam rolled up here with about 732 points. While the beautiful Vicky rocked his world with 1,203.
Hey. Oh, my God. Shit.
Menudo.
I mean, he got some good points in there, but he got some deductions for some milquetoast answers. Spaghetti?
It's my last meal. I think I'm going to have spaghetti.
I'm just not big into food, man.
See, right there, the whole quiz, it's about sex and food.
I get it.
I had the salami?
What's the salami?
What does that mean?
That's funny. You're corrupting my daughter without her even knowing it.
She has no idea.
She's going to listen to tapes later.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, when she's an adult, she has to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be like, oh, my God, you made me say that.
Oh, there's tons of stuff we've
getting
got.
A lawyer.
She doesn't get it until she's 25. So the big show that they had at Carrot and Stick over the summer that we were talking about on Dickerson, the very, very, very first one was a BBBBBBQ in this backyard, and it was bring your own baby shower barbecue kind of thing. And
we recorded everybody playing it then, too.
Oh, and we were horribly drunk, and Rick was drunk recording
it,
and the sound's off.
Oh, my God, it's horrible.
But I distinctly say something to the effect of, I fucked the crap out of your mom. As part of our dedication to her during the middle of the barbecue. Oh, it made sense to me. So she doesn't get that. She might not ever get that, actually.
Poor Riku.
I don't love you anymore.
Oh, sweetie. Sweetie, sweetie.
Neither do I.
I terrible. Never.
We all said terrible things on that, and we were all going to give it. And everybody knew we were going to give her the recording when she was older.
Yeah, no, she gets it when she's 25. When she gets married.
When she gets out of college.
30. She already knows you don't have kids or get married until you're almost 30. No, good. I've been drilling that into her head since day one.
That's good. Yeah. It's a smart idea.
Well, tell her, live your own life. Kids do not. If any of you 18-year-olds who aren't listening to the show, kids do not need to be in a hurry up to have responsibilities. Responsibilities suck. You don't want to have them until you're good at doing something.
Yeah. Just because the world's going to end here pretty soon doesn't mean you got to act like it.
That's true.
Well, let's have another song here before our closing
segment.
Well,
I got a three-pack of songs from Dirty Steve. They're
nice.
Another.
Are they all like really short?
Yeah, they're punk rock songs. They're about a minute each. So
okay.
Yeah, so I figured why not just pack them all three together. They're pretty good. If you want to know the titles of them, just give me a call or something. They're all.
You could tell us.
Don't worry about the titles. Call
all
me.
Right, I think KRZQ sucks and fuck customer service and breaking up is hard to do.
Okay, this was a different incarnation of KRZQ.
And this is off the
Does
tape.
Still
so
apply?
This is really poor quality.
This is when KRZQ first came out.
Yeah, maybe a couple years after.
So is KRZQ better? Would they still feel this way? knowing the song?
They've probably softened their touch. They're
Tyson
would
probably still feel that way.
He probably would.
Oh, is Tyson?
He probably does
is this Tyson?
Tyson's a singer.
He's like a high school teenager.
It was before Mike Tyson and Tommy. And the interesting side note is the last band we played, Worm, the drummer joined Tyson for Gunner's Daughter.
Right, yeah. right.
So that's the same Tyson from all those bands.
See what
you
did with all the bands. Here.
Yeah. Neat. Well, yeah, I just was looking for some old shit.
Well, it's Reno. Yeah. We're all, it's like just an incestuous.
It's all the same people.
Yeah.
That's why we need the young kids of the community.
They're all
to stick around.
Yeah. Because all the old farts are just rolling around in oil.
We're gonna die soon.
These guys are all guys who didn't have an alternative education option, so they did punk rock. Actually, one of them's a professor at the University of Florida now, so
that's
he did pretty
awesome.
Good for himself.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Good
for him.
That's great.
Even punk rockers.
Okay, so that's on a cassette tape, right?
Yeah, sorry about the hissing.
Sounds
serious hissing. No, but then like it was like a 45-minute or a 90-minute cassette tape. So there was like 63 songs on each side, right?
It was a demo tape. I think there was probably about 30 songs on that tape. Yeah.
Dude, that is so awesome.
A demo tape awesome. With 30 songs.
Back in the day.
That you recorded on a boombox.
Yeah. That was probably actually recorded in like a decent studio, but onto a cassette tape.
Yeah.
That
because
it was
you couldn't
recorded
get vinyl
onto another
press.
Cassette cassette tape that was recorded onto your computer in an MP3 and then put back into a cassette tape and then back onto the computer and then back into a CD.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
and so, you know, that's, so the quality isn't that great. But, yeah, but that's what punk rock sounded like in 1994. Yeah.
And we loved it.
Yes.
And we were happy.
It was the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, go back and watch your favorite movie from 1994 and all the special effects. Tell me how awesome that is.
Oh, God, you guys make me feel
the
old.
Acting was pretty good, but the special effects are pretty bad.
Yeah, half-assed shit.
I mean, really, some of the best special effects the last 30 years was David Bowie in Labyrinth, his pants.
That's true.
That still holds up to this day.
When's the last time you watched that?
About a month and a half ago. Riku, I have a 7-year-old. If I watch that shit all the time.
I was just curious.
I ran across. Oh, there's this good side note. There's this great thing on the internet. You should look for it. It's this crazy conspiracy theory about Labyrinth. I don't know if any of you've heard of it, but it's essentially that the Goblin King was not the Goblin King always. He just was a magician that fell in love with a girl named Sarah, and she couldn't be and she was her evil parents kept them apart. And she died. And so, fuck you.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what the fuck are you
But it goes
about?
On and on about how the story in the book happens over and over and over again. And all the babies that he takes and the Sarahs can't find their way through the labyrinth, he then turns the babies into goblins. So the one we've seen is just the last in a line of thousands. And that's why when she shows up and says, I'm Sarah, Hoggle says, of course you are.
I'm not gonna watch
fucking
that.
Beat. Yeah, I don't even want to see it.
No, it's creepy. It's creepy that David Bowie has for thousands of years been kidnapping children. That's essentially
what the
theory is. I was
actually based on a children's book by the same guy that did Where All the Wild Things Are. I can't remember what the name of the book was, but my daughter reads it. It's about a guy who sneaks into the house and steals this girl's sister.
Yeah,
it's totally creepy.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's what I'm supposed to be reading to my 2-year-old.
Kids' stories are supposed to be creepy.
Yeah,
they've gotten really sanitized.
Oh, good night, moon.
Yeah, Murray Sendak's awesome, lady. I think.
Thank you, Sendak.
Yeah, Sendak. Right.
Do you know the story I'm talking
Riku's
about?
Riku's
no, I don't know that story, though.
I want to look for that, though. Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
If you
want to
borrow it, I've got it. House.
Yeah. You mean the kidnapping
story? Yeah, let me borrow it. It'll probably take me a couple weeks to read it.
It's an instruction manual.
I'll get it back to you.
Next year, Josh is going to have 4 kids, and the oldest is 10.
Oh, yeah, dude, we just adopted them.
Yeah, none of them had tongues.
Creepy.
That is creepy.
Yeah.
That's too much.
I'm going to
lighten up the mood.
So what do we got coming up here? Guests. You have a list of things.
I have a list of things
that Eric demanded be read.
Reno Artworks has several events coming up soon. The next one is once a year we do a youth program with all sorts of youth art programs throughout the city that we're all involved with, including Rain Shadow students will put on art, but we're connected with Pan Pantoja's art programs that he works with, Children's Cabinet and the prison. And but he helps those kids and they come to him, and after they fix their business, they continue to show up to do art. So he does something good with that. And we're connecting with High Desert Montessori kids are going to do some stuff in the gallery, and so we're going to have a show for them on the 25th of January. And then after that, in February, we've got Sierra Nevada faculty and alumni will be putting on a show. They did one with us 3 years ago, and they remembered us fondly and came to us to put on their show.
Those guys are homosexuals.
Chewy, stop it. Namaste, namaste.
Namaste.
Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
Narrating your fantasies.
This is funny.
You are right, Rico. You are right. The Potentialist Workshop has a new play. It's Puppets in Black Light. And I've seen some of this. They've built these giant puppets that will morph into different shapes. And they're calling it a puppet ballet. It's called The Beginning.
Sounds like
how much acid
to
do they do? For God's sake.
I wish they had that shit when I was a kid.
Wow.
Pan just creates that shit in his head.
Dude,
the
so
acid.
Awesome.
I mean,
Pan would be dangerous on drugs. So
I have original Pan work. work, like, because Penn does that. He gives people original works right, as a thank you. And it's totally bizarre and totally unusual, and it's up in the studio.
Yeah.
And we worked. I was sitting here with the kids from Small Drawings recording their album, and they looked at me and they go, oh, that's a Penn, isn't it? Yeah, how did you know? And one of them said, because nobody but Penn does shit that's that fucked up.
And they are right. But this play looks awesome. It starts on the 16th. So that's coming up. Yep. And I think that's my list. We've got shows coming up this summer for Art Town. Alex Liner and Pan and Rhino. Ryan Austin.
Oh, yeah. Rhino. Rhino's great.
Yep. So I dig all of that on Dickerson.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah, that's a list.
Sam's unprepared.
Yeah, I'm unprepared. No,
Sam got flyers.
I got flyers, but that show's tomorrow, and this doesn't come out. Yeah.
So tell us about the show you just did.
What's that show?
No, that was more like show up at PJ's on Wells and bring the flyer, and 20% of your tab will go to a fundraiser. I'm taking four students to Washington, D.C. in the summer to tour the city for five or six.
What day is that going on?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So if you guys want to go down there
are
tomorrow.
Are you still fundraising for that Beyond tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. We have another show on the 16th at Reno Little Theater, which will be a spaghetti dinner prepared and provided by our students, and a comedy show done by myself and several other people from Empire Improv.
Excellent.
Yeah. Pretty into spaghetti, huh?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't think of anything, man. I kept thinking about that. You asked me like the last meal. I'm like,
spaghetti is good. I'm just kidding.
No, it's good. It is good. I mean,
is a comfort food. It's your last meal. You want to be comforted.
I don't know why I said that, man. That might have been the first meal I've ever provided.
Well, now that's what you're going to get. So. Good job.
Good job. Good job, buddy.
Made your bed.
Yeah, you made your bed. Now you can eat that.
Slurping.
Yeah, I was slurping, Rico. So, drinking Ryan. RC Cola. So,
RC Cola.
So, yeah, that's on the 16th.
Do you like it in your face?
No.
Oh, no, God, no. Rick.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
So is all this on rainshadow.org or what is
All this stuff you can find, actually, you can find most of this stuff online. The Reno Little Theater, that is on their website. So our show coming up on the 16th is on their website.
I got a lot of links this week.
I know. And a lot of plugs. For my fundraiser, you can go to GoFundMe. That is, and you're probably not going to get all this, www.gofundme.com/5A5IR4.
Jesus Christ. We want it to be impossible to remember ever. Let's make it as hard for people to give us money as possible.
Yeah. Have you shared that with the Rain Shadow Facebook page?
All that stuff's linked.
So, go ahead and check him out on Facebook, and you'll find a really easy link for the GoFundMe.
Right. So that's a trip that's coming up in June. I'm excited about that. Several of the students haven't even been on a local area, so that'll be a 5 or 6 day.
That's cool.
Sounds like a pretty cool thing.
Years is a good time for kids who've never gotten out of their city to go get perspective a little. Just be in a different town for a minute.
Yeah, a big old city like D.C.
So much to see.
Yeah. So that
blow their mind a little and then make them come back to Boring.
Hey, come back to Sparks. Hey, come back here.
Give them something to shoot for.
Right.
Let me bring you to the seat of power. Okay, now go sit down.
Exactly.
Cool thing about going on those trips when you're that age and you go someplace else, there's girls from all over the country.
Yeah. Never see them again.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Pen pals.
Let's keep them focused.
They'll be pen pals. Maybe they'll go to the same college.
Right.
No, they'll text each other naked pictures with an 25.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
I thought Riku was inappropriate.
I don't know where she got that from.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namago.
I can say something. other than that, man. Everything's good. Now, we got a show coming up on Saturday. That's different. That's Empire Improv, and we talked about that
with Eric.
And that's every Saturday down at we do that down at the Potentialist. So if anybody's interested in improv, come check us out. We're down there at 8 o'clock.
Next time I don't have the funny little girl with me on a weekend, I'm going to come check you guys
out. Come check
out.
Us out.
Might
come
even bring a date.
Out. Do that. Do yeah. that.
Dates like funny shit.
Yeah, they do too.
I also, do you got something, Nick? I've got something.
No, I don't think so. I think the Liver Scars are going to be working on a music video.
That's right.
I'll put out a call if we need extras.
Ooh, ooh,
actually,
ooh,
we might.
Ooh.
We might not. I don't know. It's weird because we've done half of it. So I'm like, do we have to get
you
the
have to keep the same extras,
same
right?
People, right?
For continuity.
Continuity.
Just go back to the same bar. They'll be.
I also I also shaved my beard, so I think we can't do it till next week when it comes in a little fuller.
And then I'll airbrush it in.
Wear the same clothes and kind of hide my face. Well, you know. Be more in the background with like this or something.
He's holding his arm in front of his face.
Thank you. For
Theater
narrowing.
Of the mind, Nick. Theater
right,
of the mind.
Right, we're on the podcast, which is just like a radio show, right?
Right. They can't see us.
Okay.
You did half a video, then shaved your beard.
Yeah.
I forgot that we were... Well, actually, I got these new shaver thing for Christmas, and I thought I was just giving it a little like a little lengthy trim, and it went... Bang, and I was all, shit, now I got to do the other side. a little more.
Nick doesn't stop to think until it's too late.
Did you get that from your girlfriend?
No, I got it from my mother.
That's a hint.
No, my girlfriend likes the beard. My mother got me the
trim. Of course,
but it was cool
because
me, my brother-in-law, and my dad all got one. So all the men got
one. All the men.
What
are you doing this
weekend? I've got, well, I don't know about this weekend, actually. This weekend I'm with Riku. Riku's going to be at the
Wolfpack versus Utah State basketball game Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m. Waller Vincent.
Singing the national anthem with the Little Flower School Colts Choir.
Awesome.
So, and then we're going to go.
Like in both your worlds.
Yeah.
I was going to plug the same thing.
And then Riku and I will be leaving directly after the national anthem to go over to the studio on 4th to see Crush for their CD release show.
Oh, right, right. She
6
so
o'clock
into
on
that.
Saturday, yeah.
On the Christmas show.
I'll be at the basketball game with my family until my 2-year-old gets completely bored of it at halftime and we have to leave.
Yeah.
That should be awesome.
Awesome.
Yep.
Be awesome. I'll be at a rock show with my kid rocking out.
Car bombs on me.
Okay.
Car bombs,
and then a little further out, next month on February, I believe it's 4th, 5th, and 6th, and then again on the 14th. Maybe it's 5th, 6th, and 7th, and again on the 14th. That would make more sense. We're doing The Hazards of Love, a reprise of The Hazards of Love at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
No.
The Hazards of Love, a concept album by the band Decemberists. This is a tribute to the Decemberists. Because we don't want to get sued.
Exactly. That's what I was just thinking about at all. Maybe we don't want to say
we're
this.
We're the Juxtaposers. We're doing a dance rendition of their music. It's a tribute to them and the little world they created. And I'm the evil villain who kills and rapes people.
Wow.
In a top hat.
Typecasting.
Yep, in a top hat. we did it a couple years ago right after I got back to town. It's going to be exciting. There's a lot of new cast, a lot of the same old cast. Margie from Candy Shop is going to be one of the singers. It's produced and put together by Jill Marlene, and the musical director is the lovely Chris Nelson of Reno Opera. Mm. And let's see. Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic cast.
How much are tickets?
Tickets, I believe, are going to be $12 at the door. Okay. And performances, I believe, will start at 8 o'clock, or maybe the door's at 8. But again, this is a month away. I'm sure I'm going to mention this again.
Okay.
But we're going to have about 200 seats a night. We're going to have 5 or 6 performances. We'd love to see them all full. We had a great time last time. And
didn't you sell out a few of those?
Yeah, we sold out, I think, almost every one.
Cool.
Yeah.
I went to one. It was awesome.
Yeah, so hopefully we're going to have a great turnout again. And it's going to be in the new Jub showroom.
Very
so
cool.
Different staging, totally different experience, but a lot of the same. So
cool.
Yeah, I can't wait.
See you at Jubs.
And Riku's in it.
Cool.
Yeah, Riku is the my daughter that I drown.
Oh, lovely. My dad abides.
You're damn right. Rick, you got anything?
I'm recording. Who am I recording?
Wow, I love
Riptide
that band.
Bandits. I'm recording Riptide Bandits.
Ooh,
the entire week or the entire month.
Actually, oh, cool. I do like that band.
I'm recording the Riptide Bandits new CD the entire month, so that's going to be fucking awesome.
It's going to be a good CD if you put a whole month into it.
I did that. Well, we'll see.
Surf rock.
I could still screw it up, so you know, you never know.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Hey, did I tell you I saw the Mentors yesterday?
Oh, right. Yeah. You got to see the Mentors. You got to
see,
Reverend
Horton
Heat
with
Jello.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Music. So you guys go to see musics and go to Monday Night Open Mics if you can at Jub Jub's.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. This is starting tomorrow, so it's too late for tomorrow. But next week, at the Foxy Olive on Tuesdays, starting at 8 o'clock. Sign-up starts at 8, shows 9 to 11. We're Whiskey and Words. We're doing an all poetry review.
No.
Yeah. I am starting another poetry night, Rick, at the Foxy Olive on Mill Street, right by the Sienna.
Cool. Even I thought that was gay.
Yep. But it's going to be great. Ed Hickey, Griffin Peralta, Kristen Rodriguez, Chantal James, and myself will be your host. And your bartender will be John Lee.
So if no one understands you and you write a lot of stuff in a notebook.
Come on down.
You're really introverted.
And no matter how bad you are, we will all snap our fingers.
Yeah. And it's 21 and up, thank God.
Oh, that'll be a different experience.
If you really yes. Know. No, it's not going to be like the Java Jungle Night with a bunch
which I
of
love. Don't get me
16-year-old wrist cutters talking about how their girlfriend doesn't pay enough attention to them.
Well, then I'm not going.
But yeah, that's exciting. I'm really excited about this. Anybody who likes my poetry, please show up. I'm going to host once every 5 weeks. So,
right.
Or if you don't like Rory's, there's other poets down there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty big F.
If you think I suck, show up for the other people.
Yeah, and then you don't have to listen to acoustic music either. You just hear all the good poetry.
Yeah, and the people talking over it.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of trying to make it into a night where everybody's paying attention and drinking a lot of whiskey.
All right.
Yeah, no, those two things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why people don't clap at
shows. No, but this is where you get into ranting Bukowski poetry.
Oh, throwing beer balls at people.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm about full contact audience participation poetry.
Yeah,
like
cool.
Bring it. Yeah, I like hecklers.
This is sounding better and better.
Oh, I like hecklers. Hecklers, come down to poetry night. Please.
That's right by my house. I'm going, man. Does it start this week too?
This week, tomorrow night.
So the week prior,
we've already done this once. And you tried to heckle me, and I slammed you down. It was awesome.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was Matt Schultz.
Oh, right. Right.
All right.
Oh, let's put this to bed. This show's gone on long enough. I think.
It was great though.
It has been a great show.
Yeah, nice having you guys in here.
You guys awesome. Are awesome
yeah.
guests.
Yeah, Sam, awesome. Vicky, thank you so much for coming in at the last minute and saving our show.
Thank you.
I had no idea what I was walking into. But I've had a good time.
Perfect.
I knew and still showed up.
I am honored, m'lady.
She gets it. She gets it.
Eric sold me on some like, oh, man, it's a radio show. You got to do some PR stuff. It's like big time for the school. And it's totally serious, bro. And it's like, it's listened to by
totally NPR.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, you know, getting interviewed by NPR.
You walk in and have an RC Cola.
Exactly.
When we started this 3 years ago, all our favorite radio shows were just when they shoot the shit, you know? And and on podcasts, you can say shoot the shit.
Right.
You can say fuck a dog, whatever you want to say, you know?
And as opposed to...
You can actually even fuck a dog.
That didn't happen.
I don't know what the statues are on bestiality.
But honestly, like you said, shooting the shit. Sam's knocking the microphone over with his head now.
It was a microphone frame.
No, in a shoot the shit kind of conversation, I like to think we get to know the local creators, the local players, the local musicians way better than you'll get to know them in a 20-point bulleted list of questions.
Yeah.
So. Thank you. Man. Thanks for taking a part in our discussion here.
Yeah, thanks for playing along.
You're welcome back anytime. Bring some people.
Cool.
You know, we'll hang out
again.
We'll
call first.
Yeah. Don't be like Evan and Felix.
Yeah.
Well, no, Evan's okay.
Evan's
he brings beer
to do that, yeah.
And
yeah.
money.
Evan
brings
sponsor.
Beer and money.
Sponsors
sponsor.
Can do a lot more.
Pinky Polansky. Check the Pinky link.
That's for sure.
And Jub Jubs and Reno Computer and Waking Girl Web Design. Come buy a website from me.
Absolutely. Also, if you'd like to be on the show, if you're an artist or you have something you want to talk about.
I would like to be an intern.
Right. You need to hit up Rory Dowd. He does all the scheduling on Facebook.
also, Reverend Rory at Yahoo as well.
All right.
Anyway, we're done with this show.
That's
for Chewbacca, Nick Ramirez, Nate, and Rick. I put the intern before you, Rick. Good night. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, ladies. Life is short, and I love you.
Ciao.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
A child psychologist told me to beat her unmercifully whenever she acted up.
Dark Water Studio.
Do you want another whipping with that car, Ariel?
We don't.